WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three more hostages set to be released tomorrow by Hamas in Gaza, including one American. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
One of them, the American, Sagi Dekel Hin, who, by the way, is a father of three children. And in fact, his youngest child was born while he's been in captivity. And so they're certainly hoping that he will be freed soon to be with his family.
Israel expected to release more Palestinian prisoners. Vice President J.D. Vance in Germany for the Munich Security Conference today also met with Ukraine's President Zelensky about starting brokered talks to end Russia's war. Zelensky says he wants security guarantees in any peace deal. The board of OpenAI officially rejecting Elon Musk's investor group $97.4 billion buyout offer, saying the company behind ChatGPT is not for sale. And cleanup continues after severe storms triggered mudslides on burn-scarred areas of L.A. County. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state, visiting Head Start child care providers. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewer Stadium.
We worked in a bipartisan way. Hopefully child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy. The budget will be published in the upcoming days.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers prepare for Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th-ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Tip-off at noon, the Badgers have surpassed preseason predictions. Head coach Greg Gard on the Jim Rome Show.
If I'd said to you back then that in the middle of February you would be in the top 15 or 16, what would you have said?
I would have said our plan has come together in terms of how we wanted to put this roster together, and more importantly, a credit to our players of how they perform.
Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. The Golden Eagles ranked 18th in the nation. NBA, the All-Star game this weekend in San Francisco. 25 years ago, Damian Lillard's father took him to the All-Star game as a 9-year-old growing up in Oakland.
So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star game, and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, it's definitely a special moment.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind.
Right now, it's 19.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
We'll be driving to a significant moment in American history with a special Black History lesson featuring guest historian Professor Bob Harvey. Later in the show, we'll also welcome Reggie Jackson.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
It's true. All my own stunts. Luckily, I never write stunts into my day, but if I did, I would do them. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's kind of a romantic night in Wisconsin, just because it is Valentine's Day, but we've got some light, beautiful snow coming down, and it's just a gorgeous winter evening. So welcome to Nightlight, wherever you're joining us from. It's great to have you. Glad you could be with us on this night. If you're not out with your special someone, hopefully you're both huddled around the radio. Nothing says romance like just kind of sitting around the radio listening to Nightlight. Conrad, am I on an island there, or is that's kind of a pretty big night, right?
It's a pretty big night. Feels romantic.
Yeah, I agree. We've got a really fun show tonight. Speaking of romance, we've got our man crush Emerson Lehman is here at 6:20. I don't know if he knows that's how we look at him, but, well, cat's out of the bag now. Emerson is the morning show host of the WBAY Morning News here in Green Bay. He does a great job. He's got a new show he's going to tell us all about when he drops by in just about 10 minutes. We're going to get started pretty early tonight because we've got a full show. Then one of our other Valentines, Terry Barr, is here. And this is kind of an extra special bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry introduced us to an artist called Kaylin Cole, who is a real up-and-comer. She's a Nashville-based singer-songwriter. She just is phenomenal. And she's bringing a special friend with her tonight. So we'll talk to Kaylin. We're going to talk to Terry. Here's what we're going to do, Conrad. You ready for this?
Bring it.
All right. Emerson at 6:20. Man crush. Terry Barr at 7:05. We're moving Bar Band up just a half hour to make an extended version of Bar Band Friday Night. The second half is going to be a lot of music, folks, and it's going to be fantastic and a great way to kick off your Valentine's Day weekend. So we'll have Terry, one of our Valentines, at 7:05. And then one of our new favorites, Kaylin Cole, will be here in the studio helping us close down the show before she has to run out the door to a gig with her friend Lexi Liu, who will also be with her. They're playing down the street tonight, right down in Washington at the
Black Saddle.
I can never remember the... Yeah, Black Saddle. Great little venue for music, by the way, if you haven't been there. And they will be playing tomorrow night at Paradise North Distillery. So Kaylin is bringing her musical stylings to Green Bay. And we're lucky to have her. And she's going to drop by the studio. They're going to play a couple tunes and help us close down this Valentine's Day edition of Nightlight. So we've got an extended hour-long, basically an hour-long segment of Bar Band Friday Night. We've got extra time with Emerson. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some of our best friends are here tonight to help us kick off the holiday weekend. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite rom-com? How's that one, Conrad?
I already got the answer.
I do too. You go first.
The Princess Bride.
Oh. You know what? I thought I had my answer.
I just changed it up for you, didn't I?
That's literally one of my favorite movies of all time, but my other choice was going to be Groundhog Day, which we've talked a lot about.
That is
one of my favorite, not just rom-coms, but movies. And same with Princess Bride. There are so many movies like on this show, Night to Night, I forget half the stuff I've seen. And yeah, Princess Bride, and I'll take that one too. But what's your favorite rom-com, folks? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Oh, man. You can tell us your favorite scene, your favorite rom-com, your favorite romantic movie. It's Valentine's Day. Let's live it up. And even if you're flying solo tonight on Valentine's Day, there is nothing wrong with that, folks. Join the show and let us be your date for the next couple hours. So you can also text us on the app. It's very easy to use, folks. Download it. We're on statewide, so we've got you just click on any of the icons next to any of the stations and let us know what you're thinking. Also, the phone lines are open, Conrad. How can people get a hold of us?
Yeah, so if you want to call us at 855-752-4842.
I didn't mean to stump you.
I couldn't remember the number.
How should people get a hold of us in the event of an emergency?
All right.
Same number.
Pete, yeah. Or we could just list off your phone number right now on the radio.
Give him my cell phone. That won't do a lick of good. But in case of an emergency, you could reach us there. So fun show tonight. Emerson Lehman's coming up in just a few minutes. Then we've got Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night. Bumped it up a little earlier this week. That's at 7:05. And then Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu are in the studio at 7:05, kind of an extension of Bar Band Friday Night, because Terry Barr is the gem who introduced us to this up-and-coming singer-songwriter who happens to be in Green Bay tonight. So that'll be fun. You, have you recovered from the news about Kanye and Bianca?
It's a sore subject for me. You know,
it's tough.
I cried all last night thinking about it.
You know,
but I think I'll live.
It's weird because I woke up I felt like this blanket of depression over me. And I couldn't, time just has to go by and then we'll figure out a way to get through this. But I feel very bad for these two. They're obviously soulmates.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She's getting $5 million, by the way. One-time payment.
That's, I mean, yeah, it works, I guess.
Does it? It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
But 2 hours of sharing a home with Kanye and having him dress you. The mental stress of that, I don't know. Maybe she should get more. I have no idea. I don't know, but it's crazy. Let's go to the, I think we got some text here. Let's see what people are thinking. As far as tonight's question, what is your favorite rom-com? It's Valentine's Day, folks. Let's live it up. Let's party like it's Valentine's Day. Sage from Madison. He's in the 951. Ooh, Sage threw a curveball at us. I was ready to say 608. He does a little switcheroo. Sage says, Gross Point Blank. Yes. Great one. And we could do a show just based on rom-com soundtracks. And if we were doing that, Gross Point Blank would be probably top five. That's a good film. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think I actually have.
It's worth it. It's a good film. It's John Cusack. One of my favorite roles John Cusack was in. And the song Under Pressure is in it. And the Violent Femmes. They got all this great music from like the 80s and 90s throughout the soundtrack. And there's some big laughs in it and some good action, too. Thanks for the text, Sage. Appreciate it. Good to know the boss is listening, I think. Conrad, tighten up. Sage is listening. We get all these phone calls. Is there an emergency I'm unaware of? You trying to put out a fire over there? What's happening?
I had to get my tools out again.
Get the tools. Run to the car. Kimber from Muscata, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right? That's in the 608. Kimber says, Annie Hall. God, another one I totally forgot about. Annie Hall is one of my all-time favorite films. Oscar-winning movie. Woody Allen, Diane Keaton, Christopher Walken. Diane Keaton's character is from Chippewa Falls, so there's this strong Wisconsin connection there. I love that. And Christopher Walken is so funny in that movie. And here's an interesting tidbit. If you do watch Annie Hall tonight, Kimber, go to the closing credits. They spelled Christopher Walken's name wrong, which... that blows my mind that could happen on a major picture. And Woody Allen was kind of hot stuff back then. It was a Woody Allen film. Kind of a crazy mistake. But that's one of my faves. That's a great one. And a good romantic comedy with kind of a cool, realistic ending. Not a tie it up in a bow, pretty ending, but a nice, realistic, semi-happy ending. I liked it. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Little heart emoji. Thank you, Anna, on Valentine's Day. My favorite rom-com is Romancing the Stone with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. Yeah, a little action rom-com there. I saw that probably, Anna, when it came out, probably in the 80s. I want to say it came out like 87. But I bet I have not seen one frame of that movie since. But I do remember really enjoying it. That's a great text. Thank you. Andrew from Maine, he is in the 541. Favorite rom-com, Pretty Woman, is certainly up there on the list. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Andrew, that's a great one. I knew we were going to hear that one at some point.
I watched it for the first time like 2 months ago.
Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Really?
I loved it. It was a fantastic film.
Well, now I'm just curious. What got you to say, I'm going to fire up Pretty Woman tonight?
I was laying in bed and I was like, I want to watch something to fall asleep to, but I ended up watching the whole thing.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Did you have a little crush on Julia Roberts?
I did.
More than Kate McKinnon?
Eh, that's a stretch.
Never. Chris Casper checking in from Madison. He says, Top Gun, a rom-com. Yeah, it is. The original, Chris, or the sequel? Either one works. Thank you, buddy. Brian from Green Bay says, favorite rom-com, Silence of the Lambs. There is that really sensual scene where the prisoner throws his what have you on Jodie Foster. Very sweet. Gary's a romantic, or Brian's a romantic. I can tell that. Top Gun for sure, though. That's two votes for Top Gun. Andrew in Maine also says, another with a semi-realistic ending, Chasing Amy. Yeah, that's a good one. God, you forget about some of these. Gary from Madison says, the town in southwest Wisconsin is pronounced Muscaday?
Muscaday.
Muscaday. Okay.
Muscaday, yep.
PJ also says that on the stream. He checks in. Pete, it's Muscaday. Muscaday. I've never had to say that word before. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Phone lines are open, folks.
This is Jamie from Milwaukee.
Oh, love it. Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
Great. So my favorite rom-com is The Fisher King with Jeff Bridges and nice. Robin Williams. And it's a tremendously deep love story about redemption. And it's all about a radio disc jockey. Wow.
Right.
He's on his way to get syndicated nationally. And he says something stupid on his call-in show. And it leads to some crazy guy committing a murder. And then his life is ruined. And then it's all about how he recovers. And he ends up befriending the guy whose wife was killed. And it's a beautiful, beautiful rom-com. And it's funny as hell, and it's serious as sin. So
it's
but I
a great...
to tell you, I also...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's another one I haven't...
I'm falling in love with the idea of AI that can help the average person in their home do mundane secretarial tasks or on their computer and their phone, like an AI that can sort your pictures and name them and delete the duplicates, or AI that could answer your email or read your email and give you a summary, or an AI that could sort through your bills or call the insurance company when you have to talk to that guy who's stealing you blind and you don't even want to talk to him and do these tasks. So I want to see AI for the people, not like these
stupid, I love it.
Make a dog into a fine painting.
Jamie,
you know?
Thank you for the call. We're up against the break. Thank you so much. AI is romantic. That's what I'm taking away from this phone call. Thanks so much and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. Emerson Lehman joins us next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest. but it's also an importance that to be Black history every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
That takes me back. If you want to see the cheesiest show ever, even when I was a kid in the 70s and early 80s when Love American Style was on, I just watched it because I kind of had a secret crush on one of the actresses called Connie Francis. But the way they talked, and I don't think I was supposed to be watching the show. They talk about like swinging and, oh, we're back together now because my wife had to be a swinger for 3 months to see how it went. But now we're back together. And I was a kid. I'm like 10 years old. I'm like, how do you just get back together with someone after that? She's out hitting the swingers clubs. And then it's just a crazy show.
I don't know what shows you were watching as a kid, man.
Love American Style. I'm telling you. And you could probably find them like on Prime or Netflix. This was a big show. In America.
All right. I was a Happy Days guy as a kid.
That's much more wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Happy Days,
very
too.
Very 50s Milwaukee. Yeah.
Great yeah. show. Yeah. That's fun, too. I remember thinking, like, I think I've said this recently to someone, but when I was a kid, I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago in the city, and I would go to pick up my buddy, Billy Amato, for school every day, and his brothers. This is a big Italian family. They worshipped the Fonz.
I still want to be the Fonz. I can't pull off a leather jacket, though.
So I can't pull out a leather jacket.
I'm going to struggle.
And he was cooler, I think, when he was in the white jacket. Remember, like, season
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
But
jump,
here's what they would
the
do.
Buses.
They would come out, and one day, Bill's brother was taking the garbage out when I got there to pick him up for school, and they didn't even call it Happy Days. They called it the Fonz. Like, see the Fonz last night? Like, he's like this mythical.
He's all that matters in that
so
show.
So great. But anyway, that's a much better show. I probably shouldn't have been watching Love American Style.
That's all right.
I did. And it molded me, and I have marital issues because of it. But anyway, how are you, buddy?
Great. How are you doing, man?
I'm well. This is Emerson Lehman joining me, folks. He's here in the studio. He's one of our favorites. He drops by from time to time. Weather, regardless.
Beat the snow this time. Last year, you know, I was driving through it. It's not here yet. I don't think it started. Yeah, hasn't started yet. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So you made it okay. Here's what I love about having you on the show. You're just so game for anything.
Let's party, man.
Let's have
a good time.
We've talked racing. We've talked Seinfeld. We've talked more pickleball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you tonight about pickleball.
I was on the morning with Mino and the mayor earlier this week.
Oh, okay.
And I told them every time I sit in one of these chairs, somehow pickleball comes back up. And I'm cool with it. I love it. It's fine. But it cracks me up. You know, it's always going to happen in the studio.
You have a lot of responsibility on you because you're the younger generation. You're a young buck and you found this game that the geriatrics have sort of called their own and you're dominating, I assume. But no, it's a lot of younger people are playing it now too, right?
You know, I like to think of myself as a trendsetter and
no doubt
I started playing when there were not a lot of young people and look at all these young people now. They jumped on the bandwagon. So I cannot take credit for any of it, but it's so cool to see. And it makes it a lot more fun when, you know, you go to tournaments and you're playing other people your age. Just you find other people to play with your age.
Yeah, totally.
Make some new friends.
They can keep up with you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Do you talk about that much when you're on the air in the morning on TV? Is there room for that kind of, I'm not usually up at that hour, but I've seen clips, but I've never seen you talk about pickleball.
It comes up. It came up this morning because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And our producer put a nice little segment together of everyone with their significant others. Well, I'm single.
Okay.
Do not have a girlfriend at the moment. So they put my picture, it was me playing pickleball, and that's my
that's your first love.
That's my one true love, apparently. So that was fun. I mean, we chatted about that for a solid 2 minutes this morning. So funny funny that you ask that right now.
Yeah.
Ill-timed. No, that's okay. It was a good time.
So how often do you play now? Are you part of a club in Green Bay? I know you've been up to my hometown and played
at Marinette. Yeah, I've been up to Marinette. I'll be up there again April 11th and 12th, not to throw you on the spot again, but there's spring tournaments up there. So you got a second chance at...
Memo? Conrad? Memo. I can't forget that this time.
He's going to come up with there's going to be something that happens that weekend.
You're going to get sick again that weekend, right?
No, but the last time he was in Marinette, I wasn't sick. I did, something happened. I forgot or something, but I'm such a homebody.
It's all right. I understand.
And I live a half a mile from the rec center. Like, there's no excuse for
just
me
come
not
hang
to go
out, man.
I know.
Yeah, you don't got to play. Just come hang out.
And that's what I was going to do last time. Yeah. I was going to bring my tape recorder and do some interviews.
Perfect.
But woulda, coulda, shoulda. All right. Remind me, though. We got to do that.
I'm going to just practice every week now. Until
pickleball?
They got it at the Y now. So
they got it at the Y. They just opened the Pickler in Green Bay. I play at Next Level in a little shoot a lot. They've also got a spot in Green Bay now, too. To answer your question, probably three, four times a week.
Wow.
Sometimes five.
That's fantastic. Wow. And feel like when you're done, you feel like it's a workout? Like you're sweating a little bit?
Absolutely.
You get your heart rate up? Okay.
Yeah, your heart rate, you know, your hand-eye coordination, your reaction time.
Yeah.
You know, you're working with all that. You're running around. Yeah, I it keeps me busy. It's better than sitting at home on the couch, right? I'd rather be out running around doing something. Fair enough. Some days, you just need to chill out a little bit. But no, it's fun. And I've got a lot of different friends in different groups that I play with. So it's nice to go. You get your Tuesday group and your Wednesday group and your Thursday group. And
yeah.
I just played this afternoon. So
no
play
kidding.
Again tomorrow
so
morning.
Great.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Do you find that I love when the Y has everything.
Yeah.
Like they teach a karate class. Like I think there's like a green belt teaching the class. They got cross stitch on Fridays. It's like they just have
it's the
everything.
Community gathering place.
It really is. Yeah.
And there's like I believe there's seven around this area.
Seven YMCAs?
Yeah. There's one like a really big one in Kimberly that I've been to, and that's a really nice facility. Otherwise,
really?
There's one right downtown in Green Bay, too. So there's
a
lot.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you guys have a question for Emerson or about pickleball, you can call us. You can text us. He will take questions. This guy thinks on his feet. He is a bona fide professional newsman, if you will. How are things going on the morning show?
Going great, man.
Yeah.
Love the team. It's been such a good atmosphere, and just it's – I'm still – fairly young in this business, so to work with the people that I'm working with, it's just mine like a sponge, right? You're trying to just take everything in every chance you get, and it's so much fun to work with, you know, Tammy, Steve, Aisha, and just learn from them and continue to grow and try and build the show up to what it is. And we're just we've got some new producers that are kind of getting worked into the system now as well, and they've been doing great, so it's been great.
Don't think about stealing this guy.
You know,
he just slipped Conrad a job off right
away. You guys need some sports people over there?
Yeah, come hang out, bud. We can show you around the station a little bit.
Like, this is a sliding window, and I'll just reach over and touch the knobs. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a new show Emerson is helming at WBAY. It's a great show. It's a staple in the community. You're not going to want to miss this. It's Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We got Kaylin Cole coming up tonight in studio, and it's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here a little early tonight at 7:05. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage, as opposed to the 90 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers Wednesday. Only one other state lacks the expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. State Republicans are proposing legislation they say would add more transparency to the school referendum process. One bill would require local governments and school boards to provide information about the property tax difference on a median value home on the ballot with the referendum question. Another would prevent school districts from losing state funding if a nearby district passes a referendum. School ballot referendums have become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 200 proposed in the 2024 elections. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees relating to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year, at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind.
Right now, it's 19.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
exciting and new.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, on this beautiful, snowy Friday Valentine's Day here at Nightlight, where we are, I wouldn't say there's romance in the air, but I think there's a lot of love in the studio right now.
All kinds of love.
With Emerson Lehman, one of the anchors and co-hosts of the Green Bay, of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay. Does a great job, and you're here in the studio. You're always so much fun when you're here. You're up for anything, like I say.
Always happy to hang out on a Friday night with the fellas at Nightlight.
And you, I met you through Conrad. You went to high school with his older brother, right?
Shout out Kiwaskum. He went to high school with my younger brother.
Oh, okay.
So, just kind of flip around what you said there.
No edgies were exchanged here, though, as I understand it.
Yeah, no, I was, I don't think I was strong enough to be a bully.
Darn the luck.
If, like, you know, just I'm just picturing the old, you know, TV bully, you know, picking people up, throwing them on the bubbler. And yeah, no, I couldn't do that.
You don't seem the type anyway. You seem like a pretty good guy. So tell us about your new show, Emerson. Small Towns.
Yes, Small Towns. It's a segment that's part of the Action to News at 6 newscast. So it airs every Thursday during the 6 o'clock news. And it's a beast, man. It Jeff Alexander was the person who started it with photojournalist Michael Bergman. And it just, they'd travel around every week to a small town and find the characters, find the stories that make these communities so special in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Jeff, after I think it was like 30 years at WBAY, retired, moved back to be closer to his family in Washington State. And my boss came to me and said, "You're taking over Small Towns." And I said, "All right, here we go." So I had a couple months to kind of prepare.
Yeah.
And it started, we just had my seventh story air last night. We went to Appleton, Jones Park. They've got pickup hockey every week. So it's just kind of finding little things like that, right? And Appleton, not necessarily a small town, so to speak, but you know, you find that small town feel, like the every small town has a little ice rink or something like that, right? And you just find these different characters, these different stories, and it's just so cool. I've been doing news for 5.5 years now, and I've never considered myself like the investigative reporter, you know, digging into the hard documents. I love those stories that showcase the good going on in the community, the ones that make people smile. I think, you know, that hard news is super important, but I think it's just as important to show the good that's taking place and wonderful people that are making the world a good place. So to have a segment like this where I get to really focus on that and do that, it's kind of my wheelhouse as a storyteller. And I appreciate the higher ups at WBAY who recognized that and said, "Yep, you're going to be the one that takes it over." Because when you step into the shoes of someone who's been doing feature storytelling for 30 years and then has built this segment into a really recognized and sought after segment by our viewers, it puts a little bit of pressure on your shoulders. You don't want to fall on your face, but I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, which I'm very grateful for. Michael Bergman, the photojournalist who worked with Jeff, he's working with me now. I get to work with him every week, and he's fantastic. He's been doing news just about as long as I've been alive, so he knows what he's doing. And it's just such a cool segment to be a part of, and I'm really grateful to kind of carry the torch, so to speak.
But it does sound like there's pressure, though. Like, the guy's been doing it for 30 years. You put your own spin on it to kind of differentiate it a little bit?
I try and put my little spin. When I was on the show once, we talked about Wisconsin Adventures. That was a series that I had been doing kind of when I first started here at WBAY and going around trying different things. So I'm kind of meshing the two together. I go to these small towns. Last week I went ice boating in Fond du Lac.
Oh, wow.
Jumped in the back of the ice boat, rode around on Lake Winnebago.
Yeah.
I got my cell phone up in the air trying to take pictures. And it was such a cool experience that I would not have done had they not emailed us and said, "Hey, you might want to check this out for Small Towns." And I'm just trying to take people, and if they can't go do it themselves, like experience it through the TV, or if they see something in one of these small towns, we've gotten emails and letters from people saying, "I went and checked this out because I saw it on your show." Like, that's so cool. It's getting these small communities the recognition. I grew up in a small town, Kewaskum, like we talked about, and I loved it when the news would come to my town growing up, but a lot of times it was either high school football or like a house fire or something. It was never
something bad. Yeah. Right.
And so to be able to go to these communities and talk about the positive things and highlight them in a positive way, they get so appreciative of that.
Yeah,
they're so proud to showcase their community. And I think that's special and that's important to do, especially when you're local.
You think that's why people tune in too? Like, I mean, if you want hard news, if you want to pull your hair out, go watch national news
or whatever.
But it's and the other thing I find interesting about Green Bay news, and maybe we've talked about this in the past, there's something about this community. People don't leave in your position.
Sure.
Like the anchors, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the positive feedback they get from the community. They don't want to give that up or whatever. But like so many people make a career of it here.
It's a really cool place to live and to do this job, because we talked about this last time I was on the show, but you know people are watching.
Yeah.
Because they share that feedback with you and that positivity. And I loved that story that you told, or sometimes it's not positive, but you know, you deal with it. You take your punches too. It's a cool place to live and to work. And it's just Northeast Wisconsin is, I think it's pretty up and coming, man. You've got some awesome developments going up. You've got these awesome cities, Green Bay, you got the Fox Valley, like just all
these
places.
It's like the number one place to live for small towns or something.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, people are very, very proud of their communities. They're proud of this region in the state. And yeah, it's cool to be able to just go around and share these stories and experience new things that I didn't even know were happening. And I've grown up in the state. I've lived here for, I'm 28 years old. I've lived here for 24 of the years, if you don't count my 4 years in college. So I'm a Wisconsinite, and yeah, it's really, really special. A little bit of pressure. Yes. Not gonna lie. Like you don't want to mess it up. I tell people if appointment television was still a thing, I think small towns is in that trend where people say every Thursday at 6, I'm tuning in because I want to see where they go this week. And that's, I don't carry that lightly. Like that's a really, it's a good pressure to have.
You're not going
to
start adding musical numbers and yourself doing some soft shoe. Like
I hope I hope not. Yeah. If we have to do that, I really hope there's There's a good reason behind it. I mean, maybe we'll showcase some tap dancers or something.
Oh, that could be cool.
You gotta jump in with them. Yeah. I've always been kind of, you know, I'll do anything on TV except wolves. I do not mess with wolves. If there was ever like a, nope, wolves are my one.
That just came out of nowhere. I'll do a lot of stuff in the evening. Wolves, no way. I was like, whoa.
That's right. I draw the hard line at wolves. I will.
Did you have a bad experience?
No, they just terrify me.
Well, they're incredible animals. Yeah.
They're majestic. But if I ever came across one I do not like wolves.
Stay away from the alpha. That's what I've learned.
I'd like to stay away from all of them if I could.
Even the betas. Don't go.
I'm good.
Because they only the top wolf, the alpha, is the only one who procreates. So they get stronger it's incredible. They're an amazing animal.
I do not disagree with you how fantastic they are, but they terrify me.
If somebody designed like a shark cage and you could go out in the woods, you still wouldn't do it?
Yeah. I would do a shark cage before I would do a wolf cage, I think.
Wolf cage?
Nope. I'm
really?
Good.
Oh, yeah. God, a shark cage, you got the underwater working against you. You've got a shark. You're in jail. That terrifies me.
I
hear what you're saying about the wolves.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They are even like in shows when like I know a wolf's about to show up. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna look away. I'm just listen to the I do not. Me and wolves, nope.
You're like a Phil on Modern Family when it comes to clowns. Where he just can't catch his breath and he feels dizzy.
That's
so great.
No, I'm good.
Conrad, did you know that?
I didn't.
No. We got to tell everyone back in Kewaskum.
I think a lot of the 19 viewers we have right now are probably folks in Kewaskum.
Hey, that's 19 just on Twitter, pal.
That's so great. No, that's fantastic.
They all love wolves. So you got your work cut out for you.
I respect it.
We got a text here for you, Emerson. Todd Michaels sends in the Vlasic Pickleballs Dill Pickle Corn Puffs. And then it looks like that's something he added where it says oddly good.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out.
Your new snack there.
Yeah, I can take that to the pickleball court.
We also got a text from Bridget from the 818 who says the wedding date with Deborah Messing and Dermot Mulroney, her favorite rom com.
Oh, my mom sent me a text to share to answer that. Her favorite rom com is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
And Kate Hudson, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Okay.
I have never seen that all the way through.
Mine is That Awkward Moment.
Is that what it's called?
Zac Efron, Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller.
That's a good one.
Right? That's honestly one of my favorite movies of all time. So,
really?
But it just falls into the rom-com category. So.
Oh, I got to add that to the list. I love Miles
it's
Teller.
It's a pretty, I love that movie. I could watch that movie over and over again.
All right. Hey, we have a, first of all, when can people see Small Towns? It's on Thursdays, did you say?
Yes. Okay. Action 2 News at 6. It usually is about 10 to 15 minutes into the newscast, but tune in for the whole thing. Why not? Catch your local news and then see what's going on in small towns that week.
I love it.
It's a fun segment. Really proud to be doing it.
We've got a segment we've added intermittently on this show, and it's a quiz about Wisconsin. It's
fantastic.
The Nightlight Wisconsin quiz that you were sport enough to say you would take the quiz. And we've done this twice so far in like the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Mathers here, Civic Media, one of Civic Media's own.
He did really well. Three wrong, I believe.
But don't, let's not, we and probably
all,
shouldn't say
they've all, it's the same question for everybody?
Pretty much.
Yep.
And he's about your age.
I'm competitive. So.
And he was only a C student, so there's no pressure on you.
Well, I was a D student, so.
we'll see how this goes. All right, so let's do this. I shouldn't take this, correct? Because I've already taken it.
Yeah.
All right, so you're just giving me an answer sheet.
I gave you an answer sheet for a reason.
I didn't know if you wanted me to place bets.
I appreciate being able to follow along with it, too. That's great.
Did you circle? Oh, no. Okay. My answers are circled.
That would have been great. Yeah, you can circle mine. That's cool.
100%.
I have Q-Oscom buddies here. I don't know.
That's how I passed college.
So no, Emerson Lehman is here from the I'll say that in the air.
It's all good.
From the WBAY Morning Show. He's one of our favorites. He's in the studio, and he is about to put his reputation on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and take the Nightlight Wisconsin quiz. How well does Emerson Lehman know the state he calls home? All right, you ready, buddy?
I almost wore a Wisconsin hat tonight. I'm glad I didn't, just in case this doesn't go well. But let's do it. Let's give it a shot.
All right. I like that attitude. All right, Con, you ready? All right. I got my bell ready, too. Number one, the first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
I'm going to go. Are you going to?
I'll read the answer, just so
perfect.
People at home. All right.
Yep.
Is it A, Watertown, B, Kewaskum, C, Green Bay, or D, Sun Prairie?
I'm going to go A, Watertown.
Double bells, baby.
Hey-o.
One for one out of the gate. I like where this is going. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago, what's the name of the groovy Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis? Was it A, That 70s Show, B, Friends, C, Cheers, or D, Black Doves?
I love That 70s Show. That's A.
Oh, man. He's giving Luke a run for his money. I hope Luke's listening.
We're only two for two right now. We got a lot to go here, fellas.
All right. Good point. Good overconfident. Here we go. Number three. Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candles? Is it A, Mars Bars, B, Twix, C, Junior Mints, D, Andy's Candies?
D, right? Andy's Candies?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was the same way when Luke got that. I'm like, how did you know? Like, those were made overseas.
Those were a very popular stocking stuffer.
Right.
And I knew it wasn't any of the other three. So just, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's process of elimination.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rectangular helped out there. Otherwise, the Junior Mints might have threw me off. But the rectangular.
It's a rectangular box.
The rectangular gave it away. So that was helpful. Context clues.
I've never seen rectangular Junior Mints. Those would be the Senior Mints.
Yeah.
Number four, what tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988? Is it A, Puberty, B, The Onion, C, The Poke?
The Poke.
I don't think it's that one.
Or D, ESPN?
B, The Onion.
Whoa, he is four for four, ladies and gentlemen. Emerson Lehman is on a roll. We will continue this and see how he fares after a very short break. Don't go anywhere. Emerson Lehman's here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr comes up. She's on at 7:05 tonight, Conrad, a little early. And then we have Kaylin Cole at 7:35. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
We've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite rom-com in honor of Valentine's Day? We've gotten some great answers so far. Be part of the fun, folks. Let us know what your favorite rom-com is. You can text us at 855-752-4842. Kimber, say that name again. Conrad, does it just come right from memory? You have to look at it again.
Muscadet. I was going to say, you cut me off, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have got it. Kimber from Muscadet says, wolves, sharks, same. So she's got your back, Emerson.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Look at Terry Barr is doing the...
She's
playing along. Just pause.
She's crushing.
For a second and let Terry answer. It's going to pop up for me there.
She's got like a connection to all of the answers, too. My husband is from Delaware. The Onion, I love it. All right, Terry, keep playing along with us.
She's trying to beat me.
She's getting warmed up for Barman Friday night. All right. So Emerson Lehman is here from the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay, and he is in the studio tonight, as he so often is. It's always fun when he's here, and he's agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz, the Nightlight Wisconsin quiz. He's 4 for 4?
Yep.
Okay, so number 5. Here we go. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
I am going to go see the Braves. Don't tell. Is it the Dock Spiders?
No, it's
the Brewers.
It's the Brewers.
Okay.
Do the Dock Spiders exist?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
in the Northwoods.
I was going to be like really upset if it was the Dock Spiders because that would have. That's a tough one. The Braves and the Brewers.
Is a tough one.
Yep. I did make a couple tough ones.
Yeah. Thanks, Conrad. Appreciate that, buddy. All right. 4 for 5,
number 6. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, or D, 10 times?
I'm going to go B, 20 times. Let's restart this block, dude. It's D. Okay.
It's ten times. That surprised me when I heard that. I thought it was going to be like 100 times because I've been there and it's just insane.
It's packed.
Yeah.
10 times.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
That's cool.
All right. Number 7. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962. And while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Is it A, Manitowoc, B, Madison, C, Tomahawk, or D, Kenosha?
This is not good, fellas.
Oh, I feel bad.
No, it's okay. I am going to go A, Manitowoc.
Yes! All right, you're back.
We're back on track. Here we go.
You should go there and check it out. It's pretty cool. They have a little thing right in the street.
Right
to
there.
Memorialize it. Yeah, all right, it's pretty cool.
We're getting there.
All right.
And I saw you trying to slide the. We don't need any.
I saw
any,
you. Did
we
the
don't
look.
Need any cheats here. We're doing this purely.
But I wasn't cheating. I'm just being a giver. I'm like
you are,
like,
and I appreciate that. But
I'd like to make our guests.
We're gonna hold it down. If I can't do it, this won't be the first test I failed in my life. So it's okay.
God, I admire you. Okay, here we go. Number eight. The first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Ozaukee.
Here
is that
go.
Because of Kewaskum?
Yeah, it's close. Right. It's close. All I right. drive through that community. I forget what the name of the town is, but they have banners on it that say home of Flag
sweet.
Day. So
okay.
I had that one locked in.
You can chime in if you know it. Go for it.
Yeah, right. I was just trying to, you know,
expedite.
Save your breath a little bit.
Couple minutes. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can get as many of these in as we can. Celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then Wisconsin U.S. Senator. Is it A, Gaylord Nelson, B, Aaron Rodgers, C, Tammy Baldwin, or D, Scott Lucas?
Is it Gaylord Nelson?
Yes! Now he's back on track.
How many did I get wrong? Two so far?
Yeah, two.
Two.
Okay, so I can still beat Luke. All right.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track.
All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near, B, beer for all, C, forward, or D, whoop, sorry, didn't see you there.
See you there. It's C, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to say D. I really did. That's the unofficial one.
All right, we're jamming. Number 11, what was the where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
A, West Bend. Oh, doctor. Number 12, in what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Kiel, or D, Milwaukee?
Is it between B and D?
Yes.
Dang it, I really wanted you to
you
say
want to
that.
Use a lifeline? You call your mom?
I don't think my mom would know, but I worked with someone who loved typewriters.
Really?
And I have a typewriter. B. Beloit.
Oh, I knew it was Milwaukee.
I was almost going to try to slide
That's
you the
all
answer
right.
again.
All right,
we're tied with Luke. It's all cool. Right. Here we go.
What is the state wildlife animal?
Badger.
Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer?
Is it not badger?
C, elk, or D, oriole?
Or the badger state?
I know. That's the state animal.
Oh, so white-tailed deer then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
we're going to count that as a yes. jumped the gun a little bit there. All right, this is number 14. We got two left. What's the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936? Is it A, 126, B, 114, C, 104, or D, 107?
People would be cooking at 126.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go
any of those, really.
107. It's 104. 114.
Take your time. Yes!
Process of elimination, fellas.
D, where did that come from? 15. What famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe, B, Chris Farley, C, Mark Ruffalo, D, Harry Houdini.
Well, Dafoe was the
Follow
Spider-Man,
that train of...
but Ruffalo was in The Hulk, who is also angry, right?
Uh-oh. Conrad, we need to revisit that last question. We're going to give it to Willem Dafoe.
Okay, it was Dafoe.
I kind of forgot about Green Goblin, actually.
Dude, always so much fun. Thank you so much.
This is a blast, fellas. I appreciate it.
Good luck with small towns.
Thank you
so
much.
I love the idea. I'm sure you're great at it. Come back and see us soon.
Look forward to it.
All right. Emerson Lehman, ladies and gentlemen, check him out on the WBAY Morning Show every day here in Green Bay. Does a great job. We're coming right back. It's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks, a second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. That was expected after at least seven career prosecutors resigned in protest. This is ABC News.
Hey there, it's